So everything what exists, what is meaning but my mind, so therefore everything's empty. So that keeps everything's empty, you know, do not exist from there inside. So that gives general idea, okay? So that gives general idea. So the then I action, you see the mere level I, mere level action, you see, mere level object, however the whole entire phenomena which I mentioned before, then you see. So, but when, but the next second when it appeared to you, back then it appeared, you see, it appeared to you a truly existing, you see, okay, a real one, not merely labeled by mind, okay, totally false. See, next second before you, your mind immediately, but next second you see, next second it appeared back to with total hallucination. Okay, so that's what you that's what you have to discover. What we have discovered, that's what we have to be aware. So that's the main point, to be aware. So you see, but of course, in our view, you see, it's just you know, when we talk, when you meditate, you see, when we are constantly labeling, but you see. You know, when it appeared back, looks like never labeled. You know, never your mind never labeled. Not besides not merely labeled by mind, but not even labeled. So, you know, truly existent, complete existence upon itself. So, so you see, it appears like it has been like that. It appears like that. It has been existing like this. It has been existing like this from beginning. So, from beginning, it's been like this, you see. So it depends like that, according to the hallucination, you see. See, the way it's appeared, they're like that, you see. Even if it's merely image right now, you see, a minute before, second before, you see. But, you know, like that, and it looks like it has been, you see, existing, it has been existing, you see. From beginning, you see, like this, okay? So like that, then also it's going like this. So anyway, so appeared back, you see, not merely labeled by mind, not all that, very gross, you see, not labeled by mind at all, you know, very gross, extremely gross. So that is, then you see, I mean, also, I mean, this. Yeah, that also can appear as permanent also, you know, rather something which is impermanent, as you see. So anyway, in our view, you see, that in our view, there's also relation to the eye, then they see. All these hallucinations we have, you see. So maybe put this way. So the very subtle one, you see, the very subtle one, the, you know, the very subtle object to be repeated is gakcha, and the eye is appearing to, see, to also harsh the mind, that term, say, not merely impeded by the mind, okay? Not merely impeded by the mind. Appears like that. The mathematical school, the Baba Shiva school, the Baba Shiva Sutantara school, Chiran Baba Tudeva, the Sanzamba Mandora school, then there's the mathematical school, Umaba, then there's it has two, the Sawatantra school, Ranjuba, then Tanjuba Pasanga school. So the Pasanga school, see, so our Sawatantra school. You see, what they believe is that, you know, that I is labeled by mind. They accept that I is labeled by mind. I do not exist. You know, I do not truly exist. I do not truly exist, which means not labeled by mind. Okay, not that. You know. But yes, the I is foundable on the aggregates. You see, yeah. Foundable on the aggregates, and then the is labeled by mind, so therefore it doesn't truly exist. It's a temperature, you know, truly in Tibetan term, temperature. True existence, you see, it's not true existence. So I say that, it doesn't exist, you see. Yeah, so the meaning is it doesn't truly exist, you know, without depending on the, valid mind, there was the labels. Without appearing to that, you know, then without that mind labeling, you see, do not truly exist, you see. If something exists, if I exist, you see, without appearing to the defected mind, undefected mind, then, undefected mind labels, labeling it. So then, that's what's called true extent. That's what's called true extent in the kind of Rangjuba Sotong school, okay? They accept it is labeled, but they do not accept it. It's merely labeled by mind. It's merely labeled by mind. They do not accept that. Cannot accept that. And if they accept that it is merely labeled by mind, then for them it becomes like that it doesn't exist. They fall nihilism. Fall nihilism is it doesn't exist. You see, so could not see the middle way view, you see. Merely labeled by mind. Merely labeled by mind, you know. Therefore it is empty of existing from outside. It is empty of existing from outside, you know, by its nature, you see. So that is the middle way view, but they could not see it. They couldn't see in that way, middle view. So they cannot accept merely labeled by mind, you see. Then for them, it means nihilism. That is for nihilism, you see, from their point of view. It is labeled by mind, but it's not merely labeled by mind, because it should exist. There should be something from its own side. The Rangjuba, Sabatandaka school, they think it should exist from its side, you see. There should be something from its own side. Otherwise, impossible to exist. So then you see, what the Rangjuba think is middle of a view, correct, but that's exactly what is the objective reputed according to Pasankeka school. It's not merely labeled by mind, because it exists from the side, okay? It exists from the side, Ranghona Chuba, Ranch, it exists by nature, Ranchinji Chuba. So this is complete. completely, exactly the what do we have to realize empty. This is a very subtle object. Whatever they believe is true, middle of you, this is exactly gakcha, object reputed, you know. Gakcha, that's gakcha, object reputed, and what we have to realize empty. Ah, this one, if you realize empty, then that's realizing the person gets good view, emptiness. So that. So you see. So we have this hallucination, you see, the extremely subtle gakcha object of repute, you see, the eyes, not merely emptied by mind, you see, it exists from the sight. You know, it exists from the sight, it exists by nature, okay? It's there, this hallucination is there, okay? This hallucination, see. in reality, there's no slightest even atom of that, you see. Completely empty there, right there. Completely empty, non-existent, right there. So, okay? So this realization, this emptiness is the one that eliminates the root of samsara, the ignorance. From where you see other delusion comes, all the emotion, negative emotional, you see, superstitious thought, all the delusions, superstitious thought, you know, it's not true what it believes, superstitious thought, okay, the attachment, total superstitious thought, anger is total superstitious thought, ignorance is total superstitious thought, everything, all the delusions. So. Not true what it is, please. Because, why? Do you know why? Why is it not true? Why is it as a belief? Why? Because it's based on objective ignorance. What ignorance believes, holds on unto. Everything, existing from their own sight. Not merely labeled by mind, existing from the side by its nature. Okay? Truly existent. So, friend, enemies, all the phenomena on which the delusion arises. This is all based on the object of ignorance. What the ignorance believed. You know? The hallucination, truly existent, what is decorated. On the mere labeled phenomena. See? So, all other delusions, emotion, mind rises on the basis of this big hallucination, this huge hallucination, you know? Huge hallucination. True legend appearance, projected, decorated from our mind, you know, by ignorance, which come from ignorance, okay? Or concept, true legend. So, see, on the basis of that big hallucination, then the other negative emotion arises by believing. Then they have their own views. Attachment has its own. Attachment has its own view, anger has its own view, you see. So, that, you see. Ignorance has its own view, the truth isn't. Okay, so now the attachment has its own view, you know, hallucination. Anger has its own view, hallucination, okay? So that.